worship music.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast, and we are hereby officially in fall at this point in time. Very excited about that and the cooler temperatures that come along with that, and so I pray that everything is going well with you as school is back in session now, and before you know it, don't blink. Christmas is right around the corner. Thanksgiving's even closer than that. And so I told somebody the other day that the time was just flying so quickly anymore, and I can't believe we're nearly three-quarters of the way through 2015 already. So praise the Lord. We do want to give a shout-out to Advanced Christian Training Schools. They've been holding classes, and if you are interested in that, you really need to give them a call and find out when you can come and join that class. They've got some openings that are available, 633-0432, 633-0432. And if you are interested in this free video Bible school. So let's look into Genesis, the 49th chapter today. While you're turning there, I want to remind you that we have our vintage service tomorrow at 11 a.m., and we always look forward to that. We have a great time. We're going through the book of Isaiah right now, and I'm telling you, when you read what Israel went through, and then you begin to look at the current events that we are experiencing in 2015, you would think that what is written about in Isaiah was taking place right now. And so we really do need to take a look at God's Word and learn from people's past mistakes and not to duplicate those. So then tomorrow night, kids ministry, want to invite you out for that. If you have kids, train them up in the way that they should go. You know, I didn't want my kids to make a lot of the mistakes that the world makes. And, you know, I wanted them to make their own decision for Jesus. I wanted to give them all of the evidence. We didn't tell our kids which direction they had to go. Our son ended up, he tried college. That didn't work out so well. And then he chose a different path. And he's got a good job with a good employer here. Our daughter went a different route. She graduated with honors, went into a field of her choice, field that God has called her to. And then our youngest daughter, she's going to go into yet a different field. And so I'm very thankful for each of them. And so if you want to train your kids up and trust them into the Holy Spirit's hands, we want to help make that possible. We're trying to raise up men of God and women of God in future generations. So I want to go back today to Genesis, the 49th chapter. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 22, and it says, Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength. And the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. By the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors. Up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills they shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. I know we talked about this on yesterday's broadcast, but I was looking at this today before I came into the studio here, and I noticed that there was an interesting time progression, that in this blessing that Jacob pronounces over Joseph, he starts off by touching the present situation. Joseph is a fruitful bough. He's a fruitful bough by a well, and his branches run over the wall. So that is Joseph's current situation. And then verses 23 through 24, it begins to discuss, or Jacob begins to recount all of the things that have happened to Joseph. He has been shot at, he's been hated, but his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong. And it talks about how God had equipped him by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. So Joseph's present situation is because God was strengthening him in his past circumstances. And even Jacob, as he's on his deathbed, testifies that the reason that Joseph is where he is at is because God has never left him, never abandoned him, has always been there for him. So I know we talked about on yesterday's broadcast, but can you just thank God that even though you may not be where you want to be right now, your present may not be as far along as you had hoped it would, but can you at least thank God that he strengthened you during all of the seasons of adversity that you have come through? When people did express hate towards you, when people did shoot at you or try to wound you, try to harm you, try to stab you in the back, whatever it might be, can we at least thank God for what he has done in the past? Because in verse number 25, it is getting ready to shift to the future. God has been working in your past to get you to your present, to set you up for a supernatural blessing that is going to touch every area of your life. Part of being blessed is that it touches us spiritually. Part of being blessed means that it touches our relationships. Part of being blessed means it touches our emotions. It transforms us. Christians should be known for their joy, not for just their hostility and their anger. Christians should be known for embracing the truth and not just whatever somebody is coming down the pike with. I read stories from time to time about people who came along and they literally operated in a spirit of deception. And those people, once they had deceived others, they just moved on to their next victim. But the people who had been deceived and had followed things that do not line up with the Word of God, they were left to pick up the pieces of shattered, broken, and ruined lives. I'm here to tell you that we need to be blessed intellectually. I did not check my brain at the door when I became a Christian. Actually, I was transformed. My mind was renewed, and all of a sudden, I could think according to the Word of God. People say, you are closed-minded. No, I'm not closed-minded. I'm very open-minded. It is just that I'm only open to sources of integrity and sources of authenticity and sources of expertise. Those are who I opened my mind to. My mind is not open so that somebody who is dumping their garbage will find an open receptacle in my mind. My mind isn't available to that. There's a closed door there. You're not supposed. There's an old song, I believe, by Petra that talked about putting garbage in and you get garbage out. And I don't want garbage inside of me. I want the truth. I want the Word of God. I want authenticity. I want power. I want words of truth to come out of my mouth. That's what I want. So let's look at verse number 25. By the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you. Now, listen, This is talking about the authority behind the words that Jacob is pronouncing as a blessing upon Joseph. He said, there's authority behind this. These are not just words that are coming across my lips. These are words, and I am proclaiming them with all of the authority of the God, of my God. He's saying, by the God of your father. Okay? Joseph's father was Jacob. Jacob was the one that was doing the talking. And he's saying, by the God I've known, by the God I've walked with, by the God I've served, he will help you. Today, I want to declare to you today that you are not abandoned, that God is there to help you. Whatever situation you might be facing, he is there to help you. We've been talking about Get Out of That Pit by Beth Moore, and our last Grow group was talking about that Jesus is the only one who is the sufficient deliverer. People need to cry out, they need to confess, and then they need to consent to doing things God's way. If they are not ready to embrace God's way, then we're just going to end up going around this mountain one more time. And I don't know about you, but there are only certain things that I like to go around over and over and over again. One of them is the Himalaya ride that comes to the fair every once in a while. I like to go round and round, but you know, that gets old after a little while. I like to go around and around a golf course. I like to play multiple rounds, you know, but you know, with the shoulder right now, I'm not getting to go around all those mountains. You've got to take new territory. We cannot just find a comfortable place and say, you know what, I'm going to live here, because if we set up camp other than the place that God has chosen for us, if we set up and say, you know what, this is comfortable, this is far enough, we'll end up dying short of our destiny. God wants you to reach your full potential. And you can only do that with his help. And that kind of goes contrary to what we think of in America. We tend to think of ourselves growing more independent, but in actuality, what we are trying to do, what we're striving to do, is to become more dependent upon God. More dependent upon God. I talked in an earlier broadcast about Joseph had enslaved the Egyptians to where they became dependent upon their government. One of the things I like to pray for our congregation is I pray that God blesses you into the highest tax bracket. Whatever that tax bracket is, Congress sets the new tax levels just about every year. They have a fuss and a feud and a fight over it. And the truth of the matter is, whatever they set it at, I pray that you get blessed into the highest tax bracket. You say, well, I don't want to pay all of those taxes. Well, I'll tell you what, it's better than being in a soup kitchen. It's better than being homeless. It's better than being, you know, totally dependent upon whatever money comes your way with whatever strings somebody decides to attach it. God wants to help you. He wants to help you in your relationship. He wants to help you to grow and to mature, to become a better you than you could be. He wants to help you to know his word so that you can hide it in your heart, so that you won't sin against him. He wants to help you in your relationship so that your relationship pictures that between Christ and the church. And Jacob said, the God I know is a God who will help you. There may be people out there, and they have embraced a statement that's very popular, God helps those who help themselves. Well, I want you to know, first of all, that is not in the Bible. God helps people who are beyond any capacity of helping themselves. They just recognize their condition and say, God, I need your help. As we move on a little bit here in talking about Genesis 49 and chapter 50, I'm going to point out something that until I sat down and looked at this recently, I'd never seen it before, never paid any attention to it, never gave it any thought. But God wants to help us. He didn't have to help us. He chose to help us. We had sinned against him. The wages of those sins were death. But he says, instead of paying you what you deserve, I'm going to give you a gift, and that is eternal life. Thank God that he came alongside to help. Thank God that God the Holy Spirit was sent to us, a paraclete, one who is called alongside to help. Have you ever seen someone that there was help that was standing right there, but they were so arrogant and so stubborn and so self-willed that they refused to ask for any assistance, and so they continued to struggle with their problem when the answer, the assistance they needed, the help that would have caused them to be successful instead of failing, was standing right there beside them. That's what God is. God is there, and he is there to help us. That's why whenever we have a need, whether it's physical or relational or financial, the very first thing we need to do is we need to call out to God for help. The children of Israel were in Egypt for 450 years, and it wasn't necessarily that God was up there just twirling his thumbs, but he was waiting for them to call and ask him to deliver them and to set them free. Don't stay in that pit that you're in. Do not stay in that place of obscurity and misery when God wants to deliver you. And he goes on and he says, and by the Almighty who will bless you. Okay, so Jacob is describing that God is going to be there. It's the God that has been there for all of Jacob's 147 years. And now he goes on and he describes, and by the way, I want you to know he's the Almighty God, the self-sufficient one. He doesn't need help from anybody. He is God all by himself. He's God. I'm not God. He's God. You're not God. And we can be thankful for that. He is the Almighty God. There's not a problem, not a mountain that you face that is too large or too heavy or too oppressive for him to deliver you and set you free. I know people who are pastoring churches today. And let me clarify, I know of them. I do not know them personally. I've been in meetings with them. There are people who were on death row, and God miraculously intervened in their lives, and now they're pastoring churches. You talk about people who appreciate mercy, those people appreciate mercy. God is the Almighty God. Look at what he did in the Apostle Paul's life. Transformed him from a zealous persecutor of the church to a passionate pursuer of Jesus Christ. God is an Almighty God. No matter how long you have been alive, no matter how many sins you've accrued, he is there and he is able to forgive each and every one of them. Whether you've been alive for, you know, 10 years or whether you've been alive for 100 years, Jesus is still in the redemption business. That's really God's business. He is in the business of redeeming people. And he says, and by the Almighty who will bless you. I really like the fact that I can share testimonies about what God has done in other people, but I can also share testimonies of what God has done on my behalf. And Jacob here is giving a blessing to Joseph, and he is saying, look, he is the God of Abraham, and he is the God of Isaac, and he's my God. He's the God of Jacob. But I want you to know, he's not going out of business when I die. He is the Almighty God. He's going to endure after I'm gone. He was here before I got here. He is in the blessing business, and he wants his blessings to be a part of your life. The Almighty God is going to bless you. The Supreme King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the master of the universe. There is no higher authority. There is no one that is going to be able to revoke his blessing. When he has made up his mind to bless, blessing is going to happen. That's why I want to encourage everyone who's listening to be a Christian, because God wants to bless people. I know that the devil has done a masterful job of convincing people that God is mad at the world and he is just waiting for you or for me to step out of line so he can go Babe Ruth on us and knock us out of the park. Only instead of a baseball park, it is knock us out of life right into the lake of fire. That's what the world would have you believe. The truth of the matter is, I saw this, it's not an original line, but God's not mad at you. He's mad about you. He loves you. If he did not want to bless you, he would not have had to have done anything. If he did not want to bless humanity, all he would have to do is step back and we would bring about our own destruction. We tend as human beings to choose the broad path of destruction instead of the straight and narrow way. The truth of the matter is that the birth of Jesus Christ, the life of Jesus Christ, the death of Jesus Christ, the ascension and the resurrection and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit are all testimonies to the fact that God wants to bless you. The Holy Spirit is in active pursuit of over 7 billion people on the planet right now. 7 billion. It is a reality. God doesn't want any to perish. He wants all. And so Jacob says to Joseph, God's going to bless you. God's going to bless you. Your present situation, even though you had a painful past, it's going to become a different future. And he says, and by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above. So I'm not sure how much of this we're going to get through here, but I want to start here. We on this earth, here in America especially, we tend to think that if we do not have the right house, the right cars, the right clothing, the right food, the right friends, the right job, the right relationship, that we're not blessed. We tend to focus our, come up with a new term here for you, our blessing meter on what is taking place in the right here and the right now. We need to remember that the first and foremost blessing, the preeminent blessing, are the blessings that take place in heaven. And here it says that Jacob pronounces that the Almighty who will bless you with the blessings of heaven above. And the scripture says that God has blessed us. Now in the New Testament, it is past tense. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. He's blessed us with everything that pertains to life and godliness. Okay? So I want to focus right now on the godliness part, the every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Those are big time important. I did a memorial service just a little over a week ago. And I want you to know that the thing that brought comfort to the family was that the mother who had passed away had given her heart to Jesus 9 months ago. That when she made a decision, her name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It changed her forever. It changed her destination from being an eternity apart from Jesus to being an eternity with Jesus and getting to worship with her family around the throne room of heaven. Let's remember to keep, you know, the most important things at the top of the list, and that is that God wants to bless us with the blessings of heaven above. What do you suppose heaven could pour out? Not only does it pour out salvation, the scripture describes the ministry of reconciliation. Joseph lived that, practiced that, getting ready to put it to practice again. There was the blessings of heaven could be talking about health that comes in our bodies. It could be favor that turns a discouraging situation into a divine setup for success. Whatever it might be, God specializes in it. And so I want to encourage you today that we raise our eyes, that we lift our vision, and we look to God as our source, the one who is able to pour out the blessing. You see, I can pray with you. I can pray the prayer of faith, and I am doing that. There was a prayer request that came in on the voicemail or on an email here just a few days ago. And I'm praying with that person. It's, you know, because I have seen God touch and heal people before the doctors got their chance to get their hands on them. And so that's what I'm praying for this situation as well. Healing is a part of heaven's blessing. The fact that there is no more sorrow, no more tears, no more pain, no more suffering, all of those come from God. And so whenever I'm going through difficult times, I can lift up my eyes, I can fix my vision upon Jesus, and I know that he is the author and the perfecter of my faith. You know what? One of the preeminent blessings is that God gives us the gift of repentance. I don't want you to ever forget that. You see, it's really easy not to repent. It's really easy. I want you to know, it was just a few weeks back that I was there at a Sunday morning service, and God began to deal something with me. And listen, he asked me to repent of a mindset, not that my opinion was wrong, but he wanted me to see that his blessings were better than my opinion. My opinion happened to be factually accurate, but he didn't want that mindset to deprive me of any spiritual blessings. And so right there in a service, by the way, if you think your pastors are perfect and never have to, you know, God never brings conviction to them, you know, God bless them. But I'm constantly, you know, being corrected by God because I'm still in the refining process. He's still molding me, shaping me to fit exactly where he has me in his eternal kingdom. God wants to bless you with a spirit of repentance, and he wants to give you a measure of faith that says, I know God is going to see me through this. Are you ready to be blessed in the days to come? Father, I just praise you right now. I want to thank you for being an ever-present help in time of trouble. I want to thank you for sustaining us in difficult times when people were attacking, or when people were not liking us but hating us. God, I pray right now, God, that the Almighty King of Kings and the Lord of Lords would pour out blessings that we don't have room enough to contain. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.